It's funny, they say like the race is not for the swift, and that if you see people, and I think that kind of means that in life generally, if you see people in front of you, not to worry about them because you'll slowly catch them up or whatever. But when you're actually running a race and you're in the middle, or you're not at the very front, you see people ahead of you, and they don't seem that far ahead, but they're just running that little bit faster. That's just that little bit faster pace, and over time, they just build up that distance between you and them more and more and more. The other way of looking at it is the people behind you. Over time, you're building up that distance between you and them. But instead of the slower people catching up, generally, what happens is that the field gets more and more spread out. You actually start off all clumped together. By the time you get to the end of the race, people are coming in with like 30 seconds, minute distance between them. And, there's quite a way between people. And I'm not sure whether that's a way of looking at the competition of life, that you all start off the same and then over time you just slowly begin to drift apart, that everybody just drifts apart. And but what is also really strange is that there are times when I'm running, and I know that if I just put in a little spurt, just that little spurt of energy, I can overtake a few people, and then I relax again, and for the rest of the race I'm in front of them. And I'd forget after about 5, 10 minutes that I actually put in that little spurt of energy that lasted all of 10 seconds or 30 seconds maximum. And you wonder if that's true for life as well, that you just put in that little spurt of energy again, to either get that promotion or, achieve that task or, whatever it is you have to do. And then you can actually go back to relaxing again, but it holds you in good stead, and it gets you ahead for forever, So, whether you put in that extra energy when you're trying to get that degree, So I'm normally mindful of sporting metaphors for life, but it just gets me thinking. All right, the picture today is of somebody who's running by themselves. They were in a massive group. By the time they get to near the end of the race, and this is the picture, they're very near the end of the race. They're about 200 meters away from the finish line. They're all by themselves.